Blog Talk Radio.
Rise within, Holy Spirit. Rise with Thee. Oh.
welcome to Jumpstart Monday, live here on Favor Factor Radio. This is your host, your boy, your prophet, your new overseer, Prophet Charles Briggs. I am indeed delighted to share with you on this morning the goodness of the Lord and just to help you get your Monday, help to get your week jumpstart. And I just believe that God is going to speak to somebody while we're on this show live today, this morning, and that where you are, you shall be no more. Something is going to be said this morning to ignite your spirit, to transition you, to shift you from the place that you are, amen, to somewhere greater, to closer to your destiny. This is the hour where you shall receive not only a breakthrough, but this is the hour that you shall receive a mind transformation. Everything that was battling in your mind and telling you that you was about to quit, you was about to give up, you was ready to throw in the towel, those thoughts of defeat are over. Amen. There's a new victory awaiting your arrival. Amen. It's waiting for you to get to that place called there. And I'm here this morning to help push you to that place, to push you to that next dimension, help push you to that place closer to your destiny. I want to say good morning to 336. Good morning, 252-910-919. Good morning to all of you. I also want to say thank you to all of you who have shown me love during this past weekend as I was in Georgia and elevated to the office of overseer to oversee the North Carolina jurisdiction, amen, of the Narrow Way Pentecostal Churches Incorporated, amen, where the headquarters is in the state of Georgia, amen, under the awesome leadership of Bishop James Dunn and Pastor Stephanie Dunn. We are so excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do. There are so many great things that we have planned, so many great things that I have planned, amen, for some different areas, and I'm indeed excited about it. Amen. Right before we get into what the Lord wants to share with us and for your announcements and for your hearing, let's keep in mind that this week, amen, is a week of celebrating with our families and friends and remembering, amen, as we should always do every day, to give the Lord thanks. Amen. But this week is set aside, amen, for that reason. Amen. But every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Amen. So after this week, don't stop thanking him. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is going to do for the people during this week of thanks. I believe that every time that we thank him, it puts a smile on his face, even if it's thanking him just because he's God. Amen. He begins to smile and he begins to grab that key to unlock that door. Amen. All it takes is your mouth to activate something that will make him smile, that will cause him to release something from the heavens. Amen. So this week is a week of Thanksgiving. We're celebrating with our families and friends. Amen. Don't eat too much. Amen. But enjoy yourself. Amen. Also, on next week, next Saturday, December the 6th, we are in Franklin, Virginia. Franklin, Virginia, amen, with Elder Altron Slade, Pastor Designate, Elder Altron Slade, amen, Passion for More Ministries, amen. We're there next Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. in the city of Franklin, Virginia, amen, for the prayer gathering, amen. And we are excited about that move of God, excited about what God is going to do in Franklin, Virginia. I'm telling you, we are looking for a mighty move of God. And then that morning, amen, in Franklin, Virginia, on Sunday, December the 7th, yours truly will be ministering in the same place at United Christian Community Church in Franklin, Virginia, amen, at 11 a.m. And we are excited about what God is going to do, amen. We have so many great things coming up in December, so many great things. We'll be in Raleigh, amen. Some other places we're going to be, we'll be back in Monroe, North Carolina, amen. We're going to be in Winston-Salem, amen, for the launch service of one of the ministries that have come up under me. Pastor Prophetess Regina Harrell Ministries will be in Winston-Salem on the 20th. Amen. It is going down in Greensboro, North Carolina on December the 31st. Amen. At 9:30 p.m. at God and Light Ministries. Amen. Where we'll be having our end of the year prophetic encounter. You don't want to miss it. Yours truly will be there giving the prophetic word for 2015. God is going to move mighty in that place. That's going to be held in Greensboro, North Carolina. We have so many great things that are coming up that are going to bless the people of God, and we are excited about what God is going to say to us for you. Good morning, 410. Good morning, 443. Amen. I see that many of you are still calling in. I see you on the internet. Good morning, my internet listeners. Amen. God is so good to us, and we are excited about the move of God, but I'm more excited about what God has shared with me to share with you on this morning. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to share the word of the Lord and to share these PowerPoints and these faith boosters with you guys. You all have been so supportive. Listen, if you want to continue to see Favor Factor Radio go forth, amen, I encourage you all to get to that website this morning, amen, and send that donation, send that seed, amen. We're still getting Favor Factor seeds of $52, amen. Some of you have vowed and pledged to pay that monthly. Some of you are paying that weekly. We give God glory and praise for that, amen, and God is blessing. I had a testimony on my page on yesterday, amen, that, and I try to get them as quickly as I can, but I want to thank God. The Lord spoke to us on Friday night while I was ministering in Georgia, and the Lord began to tell the people that within 3 days he was going to turn some things around, amen, and we received two of those testimonies, amen, before I had even gotten back good into Greensboro, amen, before yesterday was over, amen, how the Lord turned it for someone that needed a job. I'm telling you that I don't care what you need, and I know that it's early on this good Monday morning, but if you would just get up from where you are and make that turn, I believe that God is getting ready to do something so spectacular in your life that you is going to not only freak you out, but you are going to see such a dramatic change in some of your family members, in your ministries, in your lives, in your monies, in on your job. You're going to see so many phenomenal things happen for you this week. Amen. I dare you to get up and turn and just tell the Lord, this is my set time. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. It's your set time. It's your divine time. It's your season for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about your breakthrough. I'm praising God with you. Amen. I believe, God, that many of you who are still supporting this Favor Factor Radio or who are just sitting that seed because the word is blessing you, we are praying over that seed. We're believing God for you. We're getting your testimony. And we're also getting your prayer requests, and we're printing those out, amen, as soon as it comes through the website, as soon as it comes through the emails, we're printing those out, and we're putting them in our prayer room, and we are laying before God, amen. They're on my altar right now as we speak, amen, and I am laying over those and praying over them. Well, how do I get mine on the altar? You can go to our website, pcbministries.com, on screen there, you will see a space also where you can send your testimony or send your prayer request. Amen. It comes straight through our email. We print them out and we begin to pray over them immediately. So I'm blessing the Lord this morning for what God is going to do concerning some of you who are going to that website right now. Amen. And sending that prayer request. Amen. And before this session is over, before this show is over, amen, I'm believing God to allow to touch somebody's heart on this line to say, I want to see this continue, amen, and you're going to sow that seed of love, amen, and we're going to believe God with you, we're going to pray with you in faith, and we're going to watch God manifest some things quickly in your life, for this is not the season of delays, this is the season of open, come on here, hallelujah, your delay is over, you have no more delay, you have no more cancellation, hallelujah, but this is your season of open, you're on the runway, and you're about to take off, amen, and you shall land, hallelujah, smoothly, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, you right now, you're experiencing a little bit of turbulence as you've taken off, but God is getting ready to smooth that thing out, amen, and you're getting ready to go sailing smoothly in the air, amen, everything is about to open for you, hallelujah, this is not what I wanted to talk about, but I need somebody to understand this, that everything is about to open for you, everything that was shut, amen, because you know why, because the Lord made you a promise, he made you a promise that before this year was out, there were some things that he was getting ready to do, and I want you to understand something, that the year is not out, amen, we're down to the end, but the Bible clearly reminds me that better is the end of a thing than the beginning, and so whatsoever you desire of the Lord, whatsoever you have commissioned or commanded him to do, whatsoever you have before him, you've laid prostrate before him, amen, and you are waiting on that thing to happen, I want to let you know that it is not too late, come on here, it is not too late, God still has another victory in your future, my God, I feel him right there, I said that God still has another victory in your future, good morning, it is Jumpstart, And I'm excited because my spirit is already jumping, and I feel my start already kicking in. And so I want you to understand today that today's topic is just, I want to talk to you about staying in the game. That's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about staying in the game. What do you mean, prophet? I want to talk to you about just because it's easy to have what I call a good attitude and pursue your dreams as long as everything is going your way. Anybody ever been there? Hallelujah. That doesn't take a lot of faith. But what about the difficult times when a relationship doesn't work out, or you get a bad health report, or a friend does you wrong, or family starts to act crazy? Come on. Hallelujah. Church people start to get on your nerves. Hallelujah. But you got to remember that promise that God has in front of you. It's easy to lose your passion when you are hurting. Many people are sitting on the sidelines of life, as I call it, because they're injured. Hallelujah. And I know I got some injured people on this line this morning. Hallelujah. You're just sitting on the sidelines. Thank you, Jesus, that y'all are nursing your wounds and you're not moving forward because of what you've been through. Thank you, Lord. And you may have a reason to feel sorry for yourself, but you really don't have a right, because God promised to give you beauty for those ashes. He said he would pay you back double for the wrongs, but you have to do your part. If you are to see the beauty, if you're to get the double, you have to shake off your self-pity. You got to shake off the discouragement and get back in the game. We all have wounds, but you can't let a loss, a health issue, or a divorce be your excuse to sit on the sidelines. Sometimes in life, you have to play in pain. Hallelujah. You ever went to church and you knew for a fact, you know, that you were just hurting, but then God had, you're the praise and worship leader. Come on. Hallelujah. And you had to do praise and worship, but in the inside, you're hurting. You're damaged. You had to preach, but on the inside, you're hurting. You're damaged. I'm touching about two of you already. But before this call is over, God's going to heal that hurt. Hallelujah. You had to do the prayer. You had to do the script. You had to do something in the forefront. But on the inside, you were hurting and you're damaged. And so sometimes in life, you got to play in pain. You got to minister in pain. Thank you, Jesus. This thought stuck me. It struck me while I was watching a football game, hallelujah, in which one of the best players had broken his hand and bruised his ribs. And he was a big offensive lineman. He wasn't expected to play. And so the trainers wanted him to sit out, but he wasn't about to miss the game. He had a big cast on his arm, and he was wearing a special vest to protect his ribs. And he was so bandaged up that he looked like a mummy. And some of us look like a mummy this morning. We got so many bandages on us. Jesus. We got so many wounds. We got so many scars. Hallelujah. But guess what? You can't quit. You got to stay in the game. And so one of the reporters asked him how he felt. He said, it's a little painful, but I'd rather be in the game in pain than sitting on the sidelines watching. And so if you're to become all God created you to be, you can't let an injury, hurt, or disappointment cause you to sit on the sidelines. You got to be like that bandage up lineman. Bandage. Hallelujah. You got to, sometimes when we get a little small scar, we run and we put a Band-Aid on it. Hallelujah. Some of us make it to be bigger than what it is. When you were a child, just because you fell and hit your knee, you might have had a scrape. Hallelujah. But you screamed to the top of your lungs like that thing was wide open. I want you to look at yourself and tell you that this ain't what it really is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't as good. It ain't as big as it seemed. You're able to beat this morning. You're able to get over this hump. You're able to overcome this obstacle. Why? Because you're not going to sit on the sideline. You're going to play to win. Hallelujah. You're going to play to win. I am decreeing and declaring that you will not quit. Hallelujah. That you will stay in the game until you see the finish line, until you see the last quarter, until you see the last touchdown. Come on. Until that last ball goes in the hoop at the very last minute and you win the game. Yes, I'm praying for you this morning. Hallelujah. You've been bandaging what's hurting. But I want you to understand that today you've got to forgive the person who did wrong to you. Hallelujah. Let go of what didn't work out and get back in the game. Hallelujah. Get back in the game. Get back in the game. I remember talking with my mother, and she's a very faithful lady. She attends all of my encounters when she can regularly. And so she said something to me one time during her surgery. She said that she had to have emergency surgery, and so she was out of commission for a few months. Amen. But when she came back, I was like, wow. I was telling Bishop this the other day. I was like, wow, Lord, have mercy. God has raised you back so mightily, so great. Amen. From the neck surgery to you having on the neck brace. And so I made a mistake of asking her how she was doing, and she said, for as long as I live, I will never forget the words that she said. She said, I'm hurting, but I'm here. Hallelujah. And somebody this morning is hurting, but you're here. Hallelujah. That's the kind of people God rewards, faithful people, people who are determined, people who get knocked down, but they don't stay down. Instead, they get back up again. And you can't let the hurt, the pain, or the bad break cause you to be bitter or to lose your passion or to start blaming God. Like my mother from church, you need to stay in the game. No matter what life deals your way, your attitude should be, I'm hurting, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. A friend did me wrong, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't feel like coming to church. I don't feel like going out, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. People getting on my nerves at work, but I'm still here. You got to understand the power that you possess. You possess the power to let the enemy know that this is not the place where I'm defeated, but this is the place where I obtain my breakthrough, where I obtain my victory. This Monday morning, I will not go to work the same way. I will not come home the same way. I will not be defeated. This week will not be a week of defeat for me, but there's a new victory for me every day this week. Glory to God, every day this week. And so I want you to know that no matter what life deals your way, your attitude should be that I'm still here. You need to make up in your mind to stay in the game. You can't just be faithful only as long as you feel pretty well, hallelujah, or perfectly well, I should say, as long as everybody treats you right, or as long as it's a sunny and cool outside, and you have to be like this. You got to be like my mother. You got to have that made up mind that I'm hurting, but I'm still coming. My boss did me wrong, but I'm still getting to work on time. I'm going to be my best. My child won't speak to me. It's breaking my heart. I'm in pain, but I'm singing in the choir. I'm still ushering every week. I'm still being a good friend to those who are talking about me behind my back. I've still got a smile. I'm still giving God praise. Anybody can sit on the sidelines. Anybody can find an excuse to be sour or to drop out or to give up on life. But I'm asking you to stay in the game. When you're hurting and in pain, it's easy to become fixated on your heart, on your disappointments, or your bad breaks. All that will do is bring more discouragement, more self-pity, and eventually lead you into depression. And so one of the best things that you can do when you're hurting is go out and help somebody else who is hurting. Get your mind off of your problems and pain by helping somebody else in need. Hallelujah. This week is a week of about helping somebody else, forsaking what you're going through. And a lot of times we go through and we're so focused on us that we cannot focus on what God has commissioned us to do. And he called us to go out and disciple other disciples. But we can't do that because we're so weighed down with our issues and our problems. And I'm just a firm believer that every week when I ask you how you're doing, every day I'm asking you how you doing, it should be, I'm just need the Lord, I'm just here. No, there should be some excitement because you did not die last night, because the Lord allowed you to wake up. He allowed you to bathe yourself. He allowed you to clothe yourself. Yes, we go through things. Yes, all of us have different struggles, and we have many obstacles in our life, and no obstacle and nothing that every one person goes through is the same as the next person. But baby, you got to remember something, that the same God that delivered you from the last thing that you went through is the same God that can bring you out of where you are right now. There is this thing I believe that the Lord begins to deal with us concerning, that if we would sacrifice a praise, if we would sacrifice a worship, a lot of times we forget to praise God in the good and the bad, not just when things are going well, but is there a praise in the inside of you? Is there a worship on the inside of you when nothing seems to be going right, when things around you are hopeless and you're feeling like nothing is going to open? I want to tell you today that this week, while you are sacrificing a praise, while you are sacrificing a worship, God is working on your behalf. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. I said, while you're sacrificing a praise and while you're sacrificing a worship, God is working on your behalf. Something interesting happened to me on yesterday, and I tell this to the glory of God. Hallelujah. There was something that happened to me. Amen. And I needed God to come through. Hallelujah. The only thing that I did was speak the word out of my mouth. You have to understand that if you have a closed mouth, you're not going to receive anything. But open mouths, what are you talking about, prophet? Open mouths, mouths that are open, that are actually releasing words into the atmosphere, that are getting your words up into the heavenlies, hallelujah, to unlock and unleash your stuff, hallelujah. You've got to learn in this season, in every season of your life, you cannot afford to have a closed mouth. If you have a closed mouth, you're not going to receive anything. Some people always looking at some of y'all that have open big mouths on this line or listening via internet, and they're wondering, why is she always hollering? Why is he always hollering? Why are they always praising God? Why are you always decreeing and declaring? Because I understand the power of my words. And while you're sitting around asking God, I don't know how and I don't know when, I'm telling God and decreeing and declaring thank you, because it is. And I'm not sitting around saying I don't know if, but I know that when I open up my mouth, the Bible tells me that if God shall decree a thing, it shall be established unto me. And somebody this morning needs to understand that you're going to stay in the game, but the only way that you can stay in the game is you've got to use your power tools. Come on, Jesus. And your power tools are your mouth. Hallelujah. Your power tool is your tongue. Hallelujah. When you begin to use your tongue, the power of your tongue, the power of your mouth, words have creative power. Amen. And when words get in the atmosphere, they find destinations. And so you've got to speak words of creative power into the atmosphere, that they will find the destination of where you're speaking them to go. You've got to tell your words where to go. Just like when you sow your seed, amen, you have to tell your seed where to go. You have to name that seed, amen. You don't plant corn and expect to reap a peach. You don't plant, come on somebody, you don't plant watermelon and expect to reap an apple tree, amen. But when you plant your seed in the ground, you name your seed. You tell your seed, hallelujah, that this is what I need. This is what's going to grow. This is what I'm going to reap, hallelujah. And so, people of God, you got to understand this morning that in order for you to get out of that place, amen, and to get out of that place called stuck, to get off the sidelines, you got to stay in the game, but you got to use your power tools. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to use your power tools. Nobody can bring you out of this thing that you are in right now except you. Amen. Nobody else has your mouth except you. Nobody else has your tongue except you. Hallelujah. Don't you understand that when you start to speak those things into existence, speak those things that be not as though they already were, amen, that God honors, starts to honor everything that you're speaking. He starts to see that you mean business, even though everything is upside down. Don't you understand that makes God say that you trust him more, amen, because you're praising him in the midst of tragedy and right there, but you're right after you finish praising him, victory is standing around the corner. After you start speaking those things into existence, I dare you right now to speak into the atmosphere some things that you need God to do for you before the week is over. You needed it last week, but you didn't speak. So I dare you to open your mouth right now and speak out. It's interesting. I begin to talk on Friday night. Amen. I'm getting so far away from what I was going to share with you this morning, but I believe that this is going to jumpstart somebody's day. But I begin to talk about on Friday, amen, and the Lord has me carrying this series now, amen, about the power of speaking. Amen. So be it. Amen. In the word of the Lord, in the book of Genesis, amen, the Lord began to speak and it happened. He began to speak and it was done. Amen. And because you're saying, but that was the Lord, he had a different kind of power than we have. And when you became joint heirs with him, as I explained on Friday, when you opened up your mouth and you spoke and you confessed the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, the blood began to, you received the blood transfusion. And so you became a part of his DNA. Come on, Jesus. Amen. And so every time I talk about that DNA thing, I feel the power of God. Because once you understand the power of the blood, of the DNA that is running through your body, I know that you, your mother and your father created you, but there was some blood that was infused in them, amen, that happened to be the DNA of our Father. And so when that DNA hit your bloodstream, amen, you have that same power. He said, I've given you power to lay hands on the sick and they recover. It's the same thing that he did. He said, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and snakes, hallelujah, and nothing by any means shall harm you. That's the same power he had. You got the same power. He spoke things and it happened. That's the same power you have. I want you to understand this morning that you have power to speak and it happens. Hallelujah. So when God began to speak in the book of Genesis, everything that he spoke, it happened. It came to pass. It didn't happen. It didn't happen 2 years from now. It didn't happen 5 years from now. Hallelujah. But when he spoke it, it immediately happened. And one thing that was interesting, he said, let there be. And then it said that it was. And you know what? And so be it. So you got to walk around this week saying, let it be, God. So be it. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. So be it. I decree and declare that money is on the way. So be it. I decree and declare my body is healed. So be it. I decree and declare that my children are going to act right. So be it. I decree and declare that my ministry is about to take off. So be it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth that God is going to deal with the heart of the people this week concerning their mouths, concerning the things that he has in store for you. And the only reason that you have not receive them. It's because you're not releasing your words in the atmosphere. But you've got to release something right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So pretending you're in a sanctuary, you done built yourself a sanctuary. Amen. I don't care if you're driving in your car. I don't care if you're sitting in your living room or if you're laying in your bed listening to this broadcast. You've got to open your mouth right now and ask God. You've got to decree and declare, what is it, Lord, that you want God to do for you by the end of this week? When it gets in the atmosphere, it gets in the working zone. And so God starts to perform a work on it. Amen. Perform a work of release. Somebody is going to receive what they spoke. It's going to happen for you this week. You will testify about it. Hallelujah. I'm prophesying now. You will testify about it. You will see the fruit of what you speak. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you get those seeds out there. Hallelujah. Many people say, well, I'm not, and even they say, y'all keep talking about money, 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 money. You can't reap something that you don't sow. Amen. You sow bad seed's going to come back to you. You sow good seed's going to come back to you. Some good always happening to you. What good did you sow today? Amen. Did you bless somebody today? Did you smile at somebody today? Come on here. Hallelujah. Did you take somebody out to lunch today? If you want something to happen to you, you make it happen for somebody else. Hallelujah. My thing is to be God. I want my vision to be fulfilled. So my thing is I'm helping someone else to fulfill their vision. Hallelujah. Because I know that my season is just around the corner. You cannot expect God to do anything for you. Hallelujah. If you're not making it happen for somebody else. Hallelujah. God Almighty, my soul, Jesus, hallelujah, I just know that somebody has an envelope coming for them this week, and that envelope is going to be blessed, and inside that envelope, you're going to receive a bonus, hallelujah, I'm talking to somebody, hallelujah, you're going to receive a bonus. This is Jumpstart Monday. God is jump-starting our day. Hallelujah. You got to quit thinking about your problem. You got to get out of the house and move forward with your life. You don't know the pain that I'm feeling. You don't know what I'm going through. This has ruined my life. Oh, yes, I do. But if you'll move forward, he said God will take your scars and turn them into stars. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said that God will take your scars and turn them in your scars and turn them into stars for his glory. What do you mean by that? That every scar that's on you, every scar that's on your life, every pain, everything that's hurting you, everything that has you bound, it's for the glory of God. God is going to use it for his advantage. While you're feeling like it's a disadvantage to you, God is going to use it for his advantage. Hallelujah. I'm staring at this number in my call log. Amen. In my queue. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's two numbers that I'm staring at. Amen. And I'm commissioned to tell you, 252-314-9550. Amen. As I begin to talk about this one, as I begin to talk about the release, I want you to understand that God is going to send a release to you. You've been concerned about some things. Again, 252-314-9550. God is getting ready to send a release to you. Oh, my God. This is a prophetic hour. Hallelujah. This is a prophetic hour for you. You got to understand that everything that you speak is going to happen. And let me make that clear. I said everything you speak. You got to be careful of the words you speak, 252-314-9550. You got to be careful of the words you speak. Because if you speak something negative, it's going to happen. The Lord said that there's power in your mouth, power that all you got to do is speak to any dead situation, and God said that it shall raise back to life. Hallelujah. He said you don't even have to really lay hands on the sick and they recover. He said all you got to do is speak to them. There is power inside of you. You just had nobody to really to help pull you out and cultivate that power, but God is getting ready to shake the nation for you. Amen. Every time that you speak, come on, my God, good God of glory. Hallelujah. There's something that's going to trigger the heavens to let them know, the heavens have just been voice activated. Oh, my God. I feel Jesus right there. I want to tell everybody on this line that when you speak in the atmosphere, that your voice activates heaven. Amen. So you need to understand this morning that God is getting ready to do something so spectacular. The moment you speak it, the moment you believe it, it. Hallelujah. When you speak it, you got to believe it. When you sow it, you got to believe that you're going to reap it. Hallelujah. And there's another number that I'm staring at. It's 910-797-4102. 910-797-4102. Amen. I want you to understand this morning that God is going to do another great thing. There's another victory coming for you. Hallelujah. There's another victory coming for you. There's another victory, you're a woman. There's another victory coming for you, woman of God. Hallelujah. There's another victory coming for you. God is pleased with your sacrifice. I heard the Lord say, tell her. God is pleased with her sacrifice. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today that God is going to bless your socks off this week. There is such an amazing anointing that's on your life. God told me to tell you that this is the season of what you ask him for. He's going to grant you everything you ask him for. This is not the season for you to think that all hope is lost, but I heard the Lord say to tell her that this is the season for me to tell you that you shall recover all. You shall gain everything that you felt like you've lost. Hallelujah. Some things have not been lost. God said that I had them hidden until you opened up your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a power that God is bringing. There's a new power, a new anointing that is coming over your life. Hallelujah. There are people that flock to you. I see that people flock to you. Hallelujah. God said that I've given you such an anointing. I've given you such a great ministry. Hallelujah. For my youth. Hallelujah. That this time next year, hallelujah, there's something with the youth that you're planning, that you're thinking about planning. Hallelujah. God's going to cultivate that thing. Hallelujah. He's going to make that thing happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that this is a great season for you. Amen. 910, this is a great season. This is a great turnaround. Hallelujah. And I dare you to turn wherever you are right now. Just get up and make a turn and say, this is my season where everything that I have sown, I shall reap. Hallelujah. Every good seed shall come back to me. Hallelujah. Every good seed shall come back to me. Amen. I dare everybody, every one of you on this line this morning to make the declaration, every good seed shall come back to me. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do. Hallelujah. For he took the scars and turned them into stars. But it all happened when the decision to get back in the game started. Isaiah put it this way, arise from the depression in which the circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Rise to a new Monday. Rise to a new day. Notice if you want a new life, there's something you have to do. Glory to God. You can't sit back in self-pity. You can't wait until all your wounds heal and you feel 100%. You've got to do, hallelujah, you've got to arise from that discouragement. You've got to shake off what didn't work. You've got to quit mourning over what you've lost. You've got to quit dwelling on who hurt you and how unfair it was and rise to a new life. When God sees you in the game, pain and all, bandages and all, when you show up with the attitude, I'm hurting, but I'm still here. I'm hurting, but I know God is still on the throne. I'm hurting, but I'm expecting God to turn it around. That's when the creator of the universe goes to work. That's when God will pay you back for the wrongs that have happened to you. You may be in a tough time right now. You may be sitting on the sidelines. If that's the case, God is saying, arise and get back in the game. If the friend betrayed you, don't go through life lonely. Go out and find some new friends. Amen. They ain't the only people in the world. Amen. Some connections are made to be disconnected. Amen. Sometimes some things are for a season. Some people are seasonal. Hallelujah. But you got to understand in this season shift of your life that the right people are in your future. Woo! If you lost your job, don't sit around complaining. Go out and find another job. When one door closes, God will open up another door. This is still the season of open. And you got to understand that until you open your mouth, a door cannot open. Until you close some doors cannot open. Maybe God closed those doors on purpose for purpose. You got to trust God in everything. For the song says that in everything give thanks. Come on here. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. If you're feeling the health, if your health is failing or you're facing a health issue, you're fighting a sickness, don't give up on life and start planning your funeral. Amen. This is not the place to die, but this is where you live. God made you some promises, and God is not going to allow you to leave this earth until those promises are fulfilled. Amen. You need to arise from that discouragement. When God sees you do your part, he is going to do his part. He will give you a new life. He will restore your health. He will give you new opportunities, new relationships. He will give you a new perspective. You will see that even though it's painful for a time, it is not the end. And even though it was unfair, it is not over. There is still life after the sickness. There is still life after the divorce. There is still life after the bad break. There is still life, hallelujah, that is in front of you. The scripture says that Job experienced this, and he went through all kinds of tough times. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. He was tempted to sit on the sidelines of life. His wife told him, Job, just give up. It's never going to get better. But in the midst of the pain, Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives. He was saying, in effect, that I'm hurting, but I'm still in the game. I'm hurting, but I know my God is still on the throne. And so a year later, 12 months later, hallelujah, when Job came through that challenge, God not only brought him out, but God paid him back double for what he lost. Many of you thinking that it's going to be the beginning of January. You think that you're experiencing a Job situation right now, but I want you to understand that God has everything in the right place at the right time for you. This year will not go out without you receiving double of that which you lost. I want someone to understand this morning that God is getting ready to see you through. You will not have a repossession. You will not have an eviction. Hallelujah. I decree and declare right now that this will be one of the best holiday seasons that you've ever had. That the spirit of depression, the spirit of loneliness, the spirit of grief, hallelujah, it is leaving you. That spirit of discouragement is leaving you because it's trying to make you sit on the sideline. But I came to tell you that I'm not going to let you. I am your coach. Hey, my God. I'm your assistant coach, and God is the chief coach, and we're going to coach you through this season of your life, and you're going to live life like you've never lived it before. The scripture says that after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his grandchildren down to four generations. Hallelujah. You ought to jump up and just make a turn and holler, I shall live. Hallelujah. Notice that after the trouble, after the loss, after the sickness, after the business went down, after the bottom fell out, his life still was not over. He didn't end on a sour, defeated note. He went on to live a blessed, happy 140 years, enjoying his grandchildren, accomplishing his dreams, fulfilling his destiny. Your life is not over because you had a setback. God has an after this in your future. Good God from Zion. I said that God has an after this in your future. There is an after this that's going to come for you before this year is out. There's an after this that's going to come for you within the next few weeks. Hallelujah. You thought that thing was unto death, but after this, come on. Hallelujah. You thought that people, you thought you were going to lose your house. You thought you were going to lose your car. Hallelujah. But after this, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People thought that you were going to lose your mind because of divorce, because of the separation. Hallelujah. Because of the heartache. But after this, hallelujah, the Bible said that you shall come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. You have to understand that you've not even seen your best days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This setback is not the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your life is not over. Hallelujah. When you go through tough times, don't be surprised if the enemy doesn't whisper in your ear. You'll never be as happy as you used to be. You've seen your best days already. This setback is the end of you. Hallelujah. Let that go in one ear and out the other. God is saying to you in this hour that what he said to Job, that after the cancer, after the bad break, after the disappointment, there is still a full life. You have not danced your best dance. You have not laughed your best laugh. You have not dreamed your best dream. Hallelujah. If you stay in the game and do not grow bitter in the process, God will bring you out just as he brought Job out. Hallelujah. He will bring you out with double with what you than you had before. Hallelujah. There was another pro football player whose younger brother was tragically killed in the accident the day before a game, and this player practically raised his siblings. They were extremely close. You can imagine the pain and the shock he must have been in. The coach told him to go back home and spend as much time as he needed with his family, but he said, no, coach, I'm playing in the game tomorrow in memory of my brother. I know that's what he would want me to do. And so it's interesting that this player had one of the greatest games of his career. He caught an incredible touchdown pass. He made other great plays, and some people would see it as a coincidence, just the adrenaline of the moment. But I see it as the hand of God. I believe God was saying, if you'll stay, hallelujah, if you'll dare to stay in the game, if you'll dare to play in the pain, then I'll breathe my favor on your life. Don't you understand what's taking place right now? Because you dare to stay in the game, because you dare to trust him, hallelujah, because you dare to send those seeds, hallelujah, somewhere in the atmosphere. You dare to send those words somewhere in the atmosphere. You dare to plant that seed in faith, hallelujah, and God is saying that my favor is breathing on your life. Hallelujah. hallelujah, I try to get people to understand, and people want to know, hallelujah, how does God do this for you? How do your bills get paid? How do you do this? Hallelujah. Is this possible for me? I want you to understand that it is possible. I absolutely live under the uncommon favor cloud, but you got to understand that favor does not come easy, and if you are not a wimp, come on, somebody, then you will understand the power of travailing when you are travailing and going after things, when God has made you some promises and you're waiting for those promises to be fulfilled. Listen, nothing in life comes easy, baby. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to believe God. If you're going to trust the God that you serve, hallelujah, you got to trust him in everything. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, to God be the glory for what he's doing in the lives of the people. I mean, I'm telling you, the people of God that are on this line that have sold those seeds, those $52 favor factor seeds, you sown that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You bless the prophet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You bless your ministries. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand that God is honoring those things. And just because you think if you sacrifice one time, hallelujah, I'm talking about really sacrificing until it really hurt. Hallelujah. This past weekend, amen, I sacrificed until it really hurt. And I was faced with something, amen, that I needed God to do by this morning. Hallelujah. My God. But when I tell you that when I got up yesterday and I spoke the words into the atmosphere, not because I've done everything right, not because I've dotted every I and crossed every T, because there is no goodness of my own, I am not perfect. Amen. But when I spoke into the atmosphere, God knew that it was my voice that was speaking, because I am a consistent, come on here, I'm a consistent child of his. What do you mean consistent child? Amen. That means I'm consistent with my tithe. I'm consistent with my sacrifice. I'm consistent with my worship. My worship is not predicated on a building. My praise is not predicated on a building. I was taught that wherever God bless you, that's where you praise him. Hallelujah. I don't care if you are at the ATM and it's an extra $2 in your account. You better praise him right there, because at that moment of praising him for the little, he's creating the much. Hallelujah. So I understand today that some people don't understand exactly what the favor cloud is, but the favor cloud is better than money. Hallelujah. Not all the time is it coming to you in the form of money, but you will go to pay your bills. You will go to pay your car note. You're going to pay your mortgage, and they'll tell you, I'm sorry, but this will put your account over. Hallelujah, because it's already been paid. Hallelujah. I believe God that much. I believe God that big. Hallelujah, that you will live, hallelujah, in your house and not pay your mortgage, and you won't be able to get put out because you're under the uncommon favor cloud. Amen. Uncommon favor will release things, hallelujah, to those persons who are his favorite. Who is his favorite? God's favorite people are the people that are on this line this morning. You are his favorite. If you're sacrificing, amen, above and beyond, hallelujah, you're one of his favorite. Hallelujah. If you're giving him what's due to him, you're one of his favorite. If you're praising and worshiping him in good and bad times, you're one of his favorite. Hallelujah. If you're going to church and you're doing ministry in pain, but you're going, you're one of his favorite. That's called a sacrifice. And God is able to honor that because you're doing it out of a sacrifice. You don't feel like it. You don't want to. But guess what? I came to tell somebody that it's in the times that you don't feel like it and you don't want to, it becomes the greatest sacrifice of your life. And God begins to unfold all those things that you've been praying for. And guess what? You'll start to see those seeds that you sown. Come on, somebody. You'll start to see those seeds come up from the ground. You'll start to see them sprout up from the ground. Oh, my God, I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. You'll start to see God. Hallelujah. I'm getting so emotional right now because I'm feeling about three of y'all on this phone. Dry your eyes. I want to tell you that this is going to be one of the greatest weeks of your life. You will not cry this week. I'm telling you, if you grab a hold to it, you will not cry. You won't faint. You won't give out. You won't give in. People play with your emotions. I decree and declare that this is not the season for you to quit. This is a season for you to play in this game until you finish and until you win. This is the week of after this, because after this, God is going to raise you up so mightily, woman of God. God's going to raise you up so mightily, men of God. Hallelujah, that people are going to be in awe. They're not going to recognize you because your garments are changing right now. He said, oh God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh my God, he said, put on the garment of praise. Your garments are changing. He said that those that sow in tears, tears shall reap in joy. Your garments are changing. This is the hour, hallelujah, where you're going to play to win. Hallelujah. Nobody would fault you for being discouraged when you are nursing your wounds over a lost loved one or a serious illness, a child with special needs or legal battle. That's what most people expect. They expect you to fall over. They expect you to bend over. They expect you to get in a dark room and close the blinds and shut the doors, not answer the phone, not answer the door. But I came to tell somebody, but when you defy the odds and you play in pain and you say, hey, I'm hurting, but I'm still here, the most powerful force in the universe breathes in your direction. Oh, my God, you may be in a difficult time right now. You could easily be discouraged, but God is saying it's time to wipe away the tears, wash your face, put on a new attitude, change your clothes, and get back in the game. Hallelujah. You may not be able to do what you used to. Hallelujah. You may have some aches and some limitations, but that's all right. God is not necessarily concerned about your performance. He is looking at the fact that you're in the game. You could have a chip on your shoulder. You could be sitting on the sidelines. It takes an act of faith to ignore the voices giving you excuses to sit there. And so when you refuse to listen to them and get back in the game, God sees your effort. God knows what it took for you to come to church or go reach out to someone else in need. Other people may not know the battles you had to fight to get back in the game. They don't understand the discouragement you had to overcome. They didn't see all the opportunities. You had to get sour. You had to get sour and throw in the towel. You just had the fact to know that God showed up. You're still on the throne. Hallelujah. You're saying to yourself, I'm in it for the long haul. And you're saying to the enemy, you're under my feet. There's nothing that you can do to keep me from my destiny. And so when Jesus was here on this earth, he felt every pain. He felt every emotion. He was human. When he was on the cross, he said, I thirst. But he come on, Shay. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. That he felt everything that we would ever feel. Hallelujah. He knows what it's like to be lonely, to go through a loss, to be betrayed, to be discouraged. What makes us any different? What makes us any better? So much so that he sweated great drops of blood. Hallelujah. He's been where we are. The scripture says that he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. When you hurt, God feels the pain. You're his most prized possession. You're his child. You're his favorite. And so when you arise in spite of the pain and get back in the game, that's the seed that God will use to take the scar and turn it into a star. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that God is about to show up in your hurt. Hallelujah. He's about to show up in your trouble. He's about to show up in that place. Amen. As soon as you release it, as soon as it leaves your mouth, God is going to show up for you. For this is the week of after this. The rest of this year is the rest of the year. I'm going to call it the year of uncommon favor, double, and after this. All three, those three twins are going to bless our life. Uncommon favor, double, and after this. Come on, somebody. Uncommon favor, double, and after this. Amen. Say it with me. Uncommon favor, double, and after this. This is the year, the rest of this year, is a year of uncommon favor, the year of double, and the year of after this. God's glory is going to be revealed in your situation. I want you to understand that this word, hallelujah, this morning, you're going to remember this. Amen. You're going to go around all day saying that this is my year of uncommon favor, double, and after this. I will not leave the game. I will not sit on the side. Line. Hallelujah, but I will play to win. Hallelujah. My season of hurt and despair is over. I am headed for my great destiny. Hallelujah. Everything that the devil tried to hold up, everything that the enemy tried to lock, God said that when I unlock my mouth, heaven is going to unlock. People of God, sacrifice. Amen. And God's going to make a step. Hallelujah. I said, when you sacrifice, God is going to make a step. Hallelujah. Now I want you to understand that I couldn't do this without you. Amen. So I need your support. I need you to get to that phone. I need you to get to that website. Amen. And make that seed of donation. Amen. I just believe that this is the sooner that we release the seed, the sooner that it can be planted, watered, and the harvest can start. Hallelujah. I said the sooner that we release the seed, amen, is the sooner that it can be planted, watered, and the harvest. harvest will start. This is the hour where you release good seeds in the atmosphere, and good seeds will come back to you. Amen. I challenge you today to be a blessing to somebody's life. If you want someone to bless you this week, bless somebody this week, and God's going to bless you. Amen. What you make happen for other people, God is going to make happen for you. Hallelujah. I love you all so much. Amen. I believe that the Lord is pleased, amen, that you've made a decision to start sacrificing, that you made a decision to start speaking good seed in the atmosphere, that you made a decision to get that seed in the ground. I'm awaiting your prayer request. I'm awaiting your testimony, and I am awaiting your seed of donation. PCBMinistries.com. We're praying for you. We are believing God for everything that you need, and we know that if God turned it around for us, he can do the same thing for you. For this is the season, the hour, and the moment for your breakthrough and for your turnaround. God's not done. Hallelujah. Keep the faith. Keep hope. And my God, have mercy. Love those that despitefully use you. If you do those three things, you'll see God's hand of favor fall over your life that man will never be able to take off. Hallelujah. For you are under the uncommon favor cloud. I love you so much. 919-910-336-252. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. 443-410. We believe, God, that this week is a week of manifestation. No week of frustration, but this is a week of celebration and manifestation. The week of the years of frustration of our life are over, for we've hit that spurt where it's time to celebrate, and we're getting ready to see manifestation of those things that we've been praying, dancing, crying, weeping, running for. Hallelujah. We've sown tears. Amen. And now it's time to reap in joy. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future. What about you? Are you excited about your future this morning? This is the best jump start of your week. Hallelujah. You tuned into Flavor Factor Radio, which means that favor is going to follow you all the days of your life. Until tomorrow, to Breakthrough Tuesday at 6 p.m., may the Lord God bless you real good. I want you to know that you are now walking in uncommon favor and in the overflow.
Now, I just want you to look at your neighbor and say, welcome to the overflow. Come on, tell them, welcome to the overflow. The place where God blesses in the abundance of health, wealth, prosperity, love, peace, joy. This is what God designed your life for. This is what we're going to declare. Come on, y'all. And it goes like this. Come on. Let me tell you that you are prepared in your spirit.
Ready for the overflow. You stand ready. You stand ready.
I can feel the Holy Spirit.